வல்லேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of July 1975 in Chicago, Illinois.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
When you came to Chicago last week, you said you were going to tell us some of the solutions to our problems in this country. Can you tell me what some of those solutions are?
Solution not only of your country or our country. It is the solution for the whole human society. And I told that as there are different divisions in the same body, the head, the arms, the belly and the leg, although the body is one, but there are different parts for different functions, then the body is going nicely. The head is the most important part of the body. So, head is not in order, then in spite of presentation of other parts of the body, hands, legs, the body is useless, just like a madman. Madman, the brain is not in order. Therefore, despite the presentation of the hands, legs and other things, it is useless. Similarly, the human society should be divided into four classes according to quality. Not everyone is on the same level. So, even for material purposes, there must be four divisions. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. Means, the definition of the first class, find out, this is the definition of the first class, man.
Shramodamas tatapshokshyam chantirajvameva cha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the brahmanas work.
This is first class. Then second class man.
Shoryam tejo dhritirdakshyam yudhe chapi apalayanam danam ishvara bhavascha kshatram karma svabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the qualities of work for the kshatriyas.
This is second class. And then third class.
Krishigorakshyavanijyam Vaishya karma svabhavajam paricharyatmakam karma shudrasyapi svabhavajam.
That is fourth class. First class, third class.
Third class, farming, cattle raising and business are the qualities of work for the Vaishyas.
Not cattle raising, cow protection.
Cow protection.
Farming and cow protection and trade. This is meant for the third class division. And worker, fourth class. These divisions must be there. Then the society will go on very nicely. Exactly the same example. That is the different parts of the body, the brain, the arms, the belly and the legs, all are in order. The bodily function will go on very nice. This is natural.
Where do women fit into these four classes?
Better, already explained. Women's position is subordinate to man. So, if the man is first class, the woman is first class. If the man is second class, the woman is second class. If the man is third class, the woman is third class. In this, because woman is meant for assisting man. So, the woman becomes suitable according to the man or husband.
Would you say that women are inferior to men?
Yes.
Why?
By physiological condition. It's like your bodily features are different from the man's features. You cannot deny it. So according to the bodily features, the psychological condition and everything is there. How you can deny it?
Do you think that I am inferior to
that
you?
That is not the question of inferior or superior. Different. Now you take one inferior or superior, that is your calculation. But the bodily features are different. That is material. But spiritually, they are all one. Materially, it's like your bodily features and a man's bodily features differ. Now, so far, question of inferior, superior, that is your calculation. But we say that by nature, O man and man is different.
What does this mean as far as whether women can do the same things that men can do, whether women can lead people?
Well, when a woman can bear children, but the man cannot. Is it possible to bear children? A man can become pregnant? Is
no.
it possible?
No.
Physically, therefore there are so many things which is possible in man and which is not possible in woman. By nature, how we can say that they are of the same nature?
I'm not saying they're the same. What can...
Then if you're not saying that, then they're different in that physiological condition. So now, this physiological condition, you may calculate this is better or this is better, that is your calculation. Our calculation is the man and woman are different in their physiological condition.
But you say women are subordinate to men.
Yes. That is also natural. Because when the husband and wife are there, or the father and daughter is there, so the daughter is subordinate to the father, and the wife is subordinate to the husband.
What happens when women are not subordinate to men?
There is disruption, social disruption. If the woman does not become subordinate to man, then there is social disruption. Therefore, in the Western countries, there are so many divorce cases. Because the woman does not agree to become subordinate to man. That is the cause.
What advice do you have to women who do not want to be subordinate to men?
It is not my advice, but it is the advice of the Vedic knowledge that woman should be just and faithful to man.
What should we do in the United States? We're trying to make women equal with men.
I am not trying. You are not already equal with the man. because in so many respects your functions are different and man's functions are different. Why do you say artificially they are equal? As I told you, that the husband and wife, the wife has to become pregnant, not the husband. How you can change this? Both the husband and wife will be pregnant. Is it possible? Is it possible?
No, it is not.
Then, by nature, one has to function differently from the other.
But why?
How
you
can change?
Why does this mean that women have to be subordinate?
Yes.
Just because they bear children.
Not by nature. Not as soon as you get children, you require support from the husband. Otherwise, you are in difficulty.
Many women have children and have no support from husbands.
But
they
have to take support from others. You cannot deny that. The government is giving him support. But the government is embarrassed. If the husband supports the wife and children, the government is relieved of so much welfare contribution. So that is a problem.
What happens when women support men?
First of all, try to understand that you depend man and woman unite, there is children, and the man goes out, and you are embarrassed. The woman is embarrassed. Why? Why this is made possible? A man and woman unites, and the woman becomes pregnant, and the husband goes out. Then the poor woman is embarrassed. So the child, she has to beg from the government. So, do you think it is a very nice thing? The basic idea is that woman should be married to a man, and the man should take charge of the woman and the children independently, so that they do not become a burden to the government or to the public.
Do you think
thinking like this, you give me the answer. Simply you go on questioning. I question you. Do you think this burden to the government or the public is good?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Do you think that the burden caused when the husband goes away from the wife, that burden to the government is good?
No.
But that has happened. Because the woman does not agree to be subordinate, she wants equal freedom. So the husband goes out, and the woman is embarrassed with the children, and it becomes a burden to the government.
Is there anything wrong when the woman works?
There are so many things wrong. But first thing is, why the woman, wife of somebody, and the child born by somebody, they should become burden to the government or to the public. First of all, answer this thing. Why she should become burden to the government? What is your answer?
Well, men are burdens to the government.
Do you think, from social point of view, this position of woman and the fatherless children are very nice thing? No.
What I'm trying to say is that this may happen to some women. I'm talking about women who are not...
Now, these are the general cases. You cannot say some. I see in America mostly the women.
Oh, then what you're saying is not all women should be subordinate to all men.
No. Man should be subordinate to the man, a woman, so that the man can take charge of the woman.
Is this true for all men?
That woman is not a problem to the public.
Is it true for all women and all men?
Yes, that is the nature. You take even in the dogs, they also take care of their children. the tiger, they take care of the children. So, in the human society, if the woman is made pregnant and the man goes out and she is embarrassed, she has to beg from the government. That is not a very good situation.
What about women who do not have children?
Well, that is also another unnatural thing. Sometimes they use contraceptives. They kill children, have all signs. That is also not very good. These are all sinful activities. These are sinful activities to kill child in the womb and take center of abortion. These are all sinful activities. One has to suffer for them.
Is the social unrest in this country caused because?
Because of these things. They do not know that.
And if women were subordinate to men, it would solve all of our problems?
Yes. Man wants that woman should be subordinate, faithful to him. Then he is ready to take charge. Man's mentality, woman's mentality is different. So, if the woman agrees to remain faithful and subordinate to man, then the family life will be peaceful.
Thank you. Is that tea? Is that tea that you're drinking?
Are you drinking tea?
No, we don't drink tea. We don't drink tea, don't drink liquor, we don't smoke. This is our problem. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Unless one is married, there is no sex.
Mm-hmm.
Unless one is going to beget child, there's no sex. Not for pleasure. This is our regulation.
You have different schools for men and women. You have different schools for men and women. Is that correct?
Yes. Man is regulated to become a first-class man. And woman is regulated to become very chaste and faithful wife.
There is one more question.
Then the life will be very successful. And marriage compulsory. Marriage compulsory.
Everyone should marry.
Yeah. Every woman at least should be married. Therefore, according to Vedic conception, polygamy is allowed.
Is allowed?
Yes. Because every woman must be married. But every man may not be married. Therefore, man has to accept more than one wife.
Mm-hmm. There's one question I have for you. You say that a woman's brain is smaller than a man's.
Woman's brain is smaller than a man's brain.
Yeah, that is a fact. In the history, there is no woman who is a big philosopher, big mathematician, big scientist, big educationist. You don't find. They are all men.
What about women who are leaders of countries, such as your own country?
Well, according to Vedic conception, woman is never offered leadership. But his experience has shown that woman's leadership has not been successful.
Do you think Mrs. Gandhi's leadership has not been successful?
Well, there is already trouble. There are many big men, they do not agree with her, and she has taken emergency steps. So on the whole, The country is in trouble.
What about Mrs. Mayer?
I do not say of any particular owner, but according to Vedic civilization, we have never seen in the history the woman has become a leader.
Women have been leaders.
They are not selected. The leader, formerly it was monarchy, the monarchs were selected by the advisory board of the first class men. So they never selected any woman to become the leader of the society.
What about women who are elected by the people?
Well, people election, just like you elected Nixon, and then you wanted him to come down. So this kind of election has no value. Sometimes he elect and sometimes pull down. So what is the value of this election?
So leaders should not be elected?
Elected, but not by this general public. They have no intelligence. They sometimes elect a wrong man, and again they try to drag him down. So what is the use of such election? Because that election is not sober, not mature. If the election was mature and sober, then there was no need of dragging him down again.
We have talked to scientists who say that the size of the brain has nothing to do with intelligence. Do you believe that?
I think the scientists do not think like that. They keep the brain of a particular scientist to study. They keep the heart of a particular nobleman. Why they try to study the heart and the brain if there is no difference?
Sometimes they keep the brain of a great scientist to study because they think that he is so intelligent there must be something we can learn from studying the brain. So, if they are thinking like that, then there also must be a difference between a woman's brain and a man's brain.
What they say is that there is difference, but it has nothing to do with it.
Then why do they keep great scientists' brain to study?
They keep many people's brains to study.
Especially great scientists, that they want to see what has made this man so intelligent.
That's not necessarily true.
Then why do they study the brain? What is the purpose of studying brain unless there is difference? You study different brains unless you feel that there is difference between this brain and that brain.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you study? What is the meaning of study?
To find differences among men. Not necessarily differences between men and women.
I don't say man and woman, but I say you study different brains. Why? Unless you think there is some difference.
There is difference.
Yes. So if there is difference, then what is the harm if there is difference between man and woman?
They say there isn't.
They say, but the fact we have to study. As soon as you study the construction of different brain, then you must know that there is difference between the activities.
You do not believe this.
Then why do you study different brain?
I don't study them. I'm just telling you what scientists.
So scientists, the psychologists, and I was a student of psychology, and our professor, a big man, Dr. W. S. Urquhart, he said that by studying the brains of man and woman, we have found the highest brain substance found in man, 64 ounces by weight. You may deny, this is the statement of a big psychologist. You can shake your head, but this is the scientific words by big psychologist. You can note down his name, Dr. W. S. Urquhart, professor of psychology in the Scottish Church College in 1918 to 20.
Oh dear, no wonder. 1918 to 1920, that means.
Yeah.
Okay. I see now what you're thinking about. That was many, many years ago.
So can you give any proof since then that the woman...
Okay.
In 1920, she does not take it.
She does not take it. Somehow they think that the brain is no longer small. If it was small then, it is not small today.
So where is the proof?
You do not believe that there's been advances in science since 1920?
Well, if the brain has been ascertained as being half the size, then why should it change by now? Should it change?
Do you think that the Romans were as tall as men are today?
No, but the within 50 years, there's not going to be any change.
Why are you using technology that you use? You didn't drive cars or television. Things have changed since 1920.
So what change has become? Can you give any evidence that woman is more powerful in brain than the man during these years? Can you give any evidence?
No. What I'm saying is,
can you give any evidence that woman has become more powerful than the man during these 50 years?
Yes.
What is that? Give me some tacit example.
She and I wouldn't be here.
Huh?
Women weren't more powerful than they were 50 years ago.
They talk louder now.
Huh?
Now they are talking louder.
Thank you.
The scientists have a theory that the brain, the intelligence is measured by creases in the brain. It's creases, not by size.
Not size, but what is the proof that the brain of all man has increased? Where is the proof?
They think because the ego has increased, the brain has also increased.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. To become angry and to go away, that means it.
They become upset because they cannot dominate you. They cannot dominate you. So
it is not the question of domination, it is the question of logic. If you do not agree to logic, then no argument can make progress.
Because Prabhupada, if one does not agree to logic, does that mean that they are under the influence of
Tamaguna? Then it's his animal.
Under the influence of who?
Tamaguna.
Is that mode of ignorance?
Logic is meant for blood and man. And uneducated man, they want votes. Yes, you must do it. With point of view, you must do it. Wings of Krishna, they are giving statement as made servant of Krishna. You have read that portion? And there was talk between Kunti and queens of Krishna. The queen presented them as maid servant of
Krishna. Men have become servants of the women. Women's liberation has become successful. Because man is now the servant of woman.
But it is not successful, that I am pointing out. It has caused the disaster. Because the whole woman has become dependent on the welfare gift of the government. And the government has to raise tax heavily for this purpose. By nature's way, if the husband takes care of the wife and children, this problem is solved immediately. But the man takes advantage, he goes away, after making the woman pregnant, and the woman is embarrassed and the government is embarrassed.
And the child grows up to be a criminal?
Yes. If he is. That is another problem. So they are not foreseeing the immediate benefit they want. What will be the effect? That is animal civilization. Animal cannot see what will be the future. Therefore you have to take advice from Krishna, one who knows past, present and future. Everything is there. We are spreading this knowledge, so take your counsel from Krishna, then you will be happy. That is our problem.
If we speak these things on television and in newspapers and people become angry, if all the people become angry like she does, is it still good propaganda for us?
No. Then we chant Hare Krishna, don't make it. But in the Bhagavad Gita everything is discussed. This Varna Sankar and the first-class man, second-class man. If we have to push on Krishna consciousness movement, then we have to discuss. But if they do not like, better chant Hare Krishna. Don't discuss anything. But these things are discussed. If you are not agreeable to hear from Bhagavad Gita, then let us chant together Hare Krishna, Krishna. But these things are discussed in the Bhagavad Gita about Varna Sankar. If the population Varna Sankar is increased, then it becomes hell. See, if you want to increase the hellish person, then don't discuss. But if you think it is a problem, then discuss.
We have, as a Brahmin, we have to be truthful. When in Hong Kong they asked you what you thought of Guru Maharaj,
yes.
You said you could not help yourself.
Yes. I said that he is a great cheat. What can I say? And it has been proved now.